So think about this in your real estate, you know, as you start setting your objectives, as you start planning out exactly what you're going to do, man, everybody's running their own race. You focus on what you need to do. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Atlanta Real Estate Investor Podcast. I am your host, Spencer Sutton. Guys and girls, we are going to get into this podcast, and I'm excited to talk to you today about what separates an average investor, or maybe even a wannabe investor, from a true real estate investor, one who is very successful. Now, so to kind of set the stage, what I want to do is let's just kind of talk about what we know out there, right? So what we know is there are many ways to learn currently about real estate investing, right? I mean, the internet is full of opportunities for people to learn how to do it. There's plenty of opportunity for people to learn the tactics, the strategy that have made a lot of people very, very, very successful. So the difference is not the lack of information out there. Okay, so think about this. Think about how many real estate investing courses there are out on the market right now. I mean, I can think of plenty well-known ones, not to mention all of the books, not to mention all of the free YouTube videos, not to mention all of the free articles and ebooks and all of this stuff designed to help you take your first, fifth, 20th step in the direction of becoming a real estate investor, a successful real estate investor. So what does separate a wannabe investor from somebody who actually finds success? So that is going to be the topic. That's what we're going to dive into. And so I wanted to set the stage by just, let's make this is a level playing ground, a very level playing ground. We all have access to the same information. Now, there are some of you who have access to money to buy courses. But I would submit to you that, you know, if you dig hard enough, you can find a lot of the same information just for free. But you would definitely have to dig. You definitely have to find it yourself, compile it together, and then follow it. So let's talk about this. And the way I'm going to talk about this is I'm going to make an analogy here, because a week and a half ago, I was in a Spartan Ultra race. So it's called the Spartan Ultra Beast. It was in Dallas on October 23rd. And it was something that was a big goal of mine for this year, was to finish that. That was my big target for the year for my physical activity. And so, you know, as I was running this race, and when I completed the race, I was there with a couple of buddies. I started thinking about it on the plane home. I started thinking about it after I got home. Like, what did I learn from this? I want to make sure I pull away some life lessons from this race. And I believe what I found, or what I thought about it and, you know, kind of came up with, will 100% apply to you in your real estate investing career, because it really is like an endurance race. Now, this Spartan Ultra Beast is not just an endurance race. It's an endurance race with a lot of obstacles. So it's 31 miles, 60 obstacles. And so it was like, I'd never run more than 12 miles in my life. And so this was quite a challenge for me. So let's look at, I came away with five really key takeaways that I believe will help in your investing career. If you take these to heart, like if you understand these, this is really about kind of the mindset and the will to win for a real estate investor. Okay, so, and they all relate to this race that I ran. So the number one thing I learned is you have to count the cost, right? You have to count the cost. So if you say that I want to be a real estate investor, I want to have a portfolio of, it could be 20 houses, 50 houses, could be some multifamily units, you need to understand there's going to be a cost to doing this. There's going to be a cost. Like, training is going to be necessary. And so how it relates to the Spartan race was, like, without proper training, I would have most definitely would have quit. I would have quit. I would have tapped out. I would have said, hey, I can't finish this thing. And so this is a long-term race that you're in. It's an endurance race. Like, you just can't show up. You just can't decide one day, hey, I want to be a real estate investor, and it's just going to come to you naturally. It's not. And I know a lot of people think about it. Like, a lot of times people just think about it. And it's like the paralysis by analysis. Then they never take the first step, but you have to train. You have to count the cost first and then start training. Like, the race happens in public. So we were all racing in public, but what people didn't see is the will, the confidence, the endurance, all of that happens behind the scenes, like hours in the gym or on the track or running through the trails while no one's watching. And guess what? Nobody cares. So, like, when I was training, when I was working out, like, nobody really cared. They were doing their own thing. When you start, like, buying the house, getting your first deal, getting your second deal, your fifth deal, whatever, is like what everybody sees, but there is a ton of work that has to go into it before you get there. Like, you have to put in the work. Now, you can try to short this whole thing and say, well, I raised a bunch of money, I'm going to go buy a portfolio, and without doing a lot of the prep work beforehand. And you know what? It could be disastrous for you. It could be disastrous if you haven't figured out, or you hadn't taken the time to set your investment goals. You hadn't taken the time to understand what your buy box is. If you hadn't taken the time to understand and really done the research on the right market for you. And so this is something that we're talking about in our Evernest Real Estate Investor podcast, the more of the national podcast, is we're teaching people how to research markets and teaching people what are the things you need to be looking for before you make that decision. So as you get ready to invest, you need to have the mindset that it's going to be difficult and you must count the cost. There's things you're going to have to give up. There's free time you're going to have to give up, especially as most of the investors that I know, the way they start out is it's kind of a side gig. And, you know, we talk a lot about, like, don't quit your day job. Like, start when you still have your day job. So that's number one, is count the cost. Number two is everyone is running their own race. So everybody has their own objectives. Everybody has their own goals. And this was important for me to understand with this race. Like, everybody was running their own race, and they all had their very, like, their own why. Like, why am I doing this? And they all had different life experiences. And the same is true with real estate. Your goal is not going to be somebody else's goal. Like, your goal may be to have 10 properties. That may be it. Like, I just want to supplement my income with 10 properties. I want 10 passive income properties, or it could be 100. Understand that everyone is running their own race and everybody has their own why. And that is why it's possible to be focused and diligent on what you're trying to achieve, and then also encourage other people along the way. And to me, that is what I love about the real estate investor like community, is that by and large, people are encouraging you. People are able or willing to share information and willing to help people. And this is something I learned about the race. Like, there were people there, some people were running a 3-mile race or a 5-mile race. Some people were running a 9-mile race. Some people were running a 13-mile race. And we were running a 31-mile race. Like, everybody running at the same time. And so everybody was encouraging. Like, if I pass somebody, typically I would get a, hey, keep going, man. Keep going. Good job. Or if somebody passed me, I would say the same thing. That's what made it great, was just this encouragement you receive along the way. And just the realization that everyone probably had to overcome something to get there. So think about this in your real estate, you know, as you start setting your objectives, as you start planning out exactly what you're going to do, man, everybody's running their own race. You focus on what you need to do. You know, and that's the thing that kills me about, you know, people selling, you know, real estate courses through, like, posting videos of them in Lamborghinis and things like that. It just, like, automatically, what they're trying to do is say, you could be me. Like, you could be me. But guess what? You don't need to be that person. You need to be you. You need to figure out your why. You need to understand that you have other things to overcome that this person may not have had to overcome. You may be trying to achieve something that this person was trying to achieve something completely different. Okay, so run your own race. Run your own race and encourage other people when they're trying to do their race, when they're trying to run their race, when they're trying to accomplish their real estate goals. Help them out. All right, the third thing I learned was doing it together is more rewarding. So I had two buddies that did this race with me. We committed to it 7-8 months ago. And, you know, we work out in the same gym together. And so we were seeing each other every single week. But then when training really started to ramp up, it was the most enjoyable aspect of this whole thing. And part of the reason is that you're struggling through the same mental and physical barriers together, right? You're feeling a lot of the same pain as well as the small victories along the way. And this is why you need to find a group of like-minded investors who you can encourage and who can encourage you along the way. It kind of ties into the second point of everybody's running their own race, yet you can do it together. Now, this doesn't mean go out and find a partner, but some of you will have partners. You will have partners, and that's okay. Just make sure that your partner is aligned with your objectives and your goals. And likewise, just make sure that you all are connecting on the same level. Now, I know I had a great partnership when I was wholesaling houses here in Birmingham, a great partnership with two friends of mine. And one of them was an attorney. The other one was an investment banker. And they had their strengths that they, you know, provided, especially from a lines of credit and capital standpoint. And I was in the day-to-day. I was out there doing the work. And it was a great partnership. And it was great doing it together because when we had successes, man, we were high-fiving each other and everything was great. And I was able to cut checks and, you know, and then the losses were not as bad because we had each other as well. All right, right. So, you know, I know that a lot of people think about, you know, man, you've got this David Goggins mentality out there. Like, I'm going to be, you know, do it all myself. I'm going to do it all myself. And they just grind and grind and grind. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, it's more enjoyable when you find a community of like-minded investors and you can do it together. I think this is another, a beautiful thing about the real estate community is that everybody, for the most part, is rooting for each other and wants other people to win. So make sure you're finding that encouragement. Make sure you're finding that group. Now, this could be in a local RIA if you're investing locally in your own area, or, you know, if you're investing in Birmingham or Atlanta, there are groups that are like out-of-state investor groups that you can connect with and you can find like-minded people and encourage one another. All right. The fourth thing I learned is your mind is either friend or foe. You decide. So it's estimated, thinking about this race that I ran, it's estimated that 50% of the ultra participants quit at the transition station. Now, this was roughly 17 miles in. Like, in order to keep going, you needed to decide months in advance that there will be no negotiating with yourself, like in the race. So I would say this is the same thing for a real estate investor. Like, your mind, your mindset is going to be highly important to your success. Because based on, like, I mean, there are going to be stories over and over playing in your head, and you're either going to believe them or not believe them. And you are always going to be doing something or not doing something based on the stories that you're telling yourself. So that's where your mind is either friend or foe. And I would say, like, one of the best pieces of advice that I received in preparing for the Spartan Ultra was from a person who had run several of them before. He'd run a lot of them. This was our very first one. So we all got on a conference call with this guy, and he was giving us, you know, some strategy tactics. Hey, here's some socks that will help your feet not blister, or here's the nutrition that you need to take along the way, whatever. He was telling us all this stuff. But one thing he did say, specifically about coming into that transition station, he said, don't stop. He said, and this was the phrase he used. And I literally, I tattooed this in my brain, and I must have said it hundreds of times while I was out there on the course. He said these three words: relentless forward progression. And this must be your mindset. Relentless forward progression. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop and think about how, you know, you're not succeeding. You're not where you want to be. There are going to come times when you're going to face things that you're going to need to course correct. Like, you're going to need to do something else, right? You're going to need to try another strategy. You're going to need to go to another source for funding. You're going to need to, maybe you need to interview and find a better contractor to help you with your rehabs. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Like, when you get into this business and you start buying properties, either houses or multifamily, you're going to realize, man, that's where a lot of the work really begins. So you have to do all the prep work, but man, there are a ton of moving parts in this business. And so your mind is either going to be your friend or your foe. But the great thing is, you get to decide. You get to believe. You get to tell yourself stories that are either going to help you accomplish your goals and your mission, or they could potentially derail you from it. So think about this before you dive in. And I would just, you know, I would write this thing, this phrase down: relentless forward progression. If you have a strong enough why as to why you're doing this, and you're committed, and you have a partner in this, what I'm not talking about it like an equity partner or whatever, just like somebody that you're doing it along with, like, you all need to have this mindset of relentless forward progression. And this is going to be highly, highly, highly important. Like, you need to have, really what I think, you need to have two things to be very successful. You need to have the ability to tell the truth. All right, you just can't cover things up and not tell the truth. You have to tell the truth where you currently are, what you're facing, obstacles, what are the difficulties. Number one, the ability to tell the truth. And number two, the willingness to commit. And the willingness to commit is simply the courage not to quit. And that's where the phrase relentless forward progression comes into play. So, out on the race, I said it over and over and over to myself, because it was sometimes pretty lonely, just relentless. And when my feet felt like they wanted to fall off and I wanted to quit, relentless forward progression. All right. Now, this is the fifth and the last thing that I think is very applicable to you as an investor, as you are on this journey, as you're figuring this thing out and buying properties. Number five is, obstacles are inevitable. So, of course, on the race, I mean, this 31-mile track had 62 obstacles on it. So they were inevitable. Like, we had to complete those obstacles, or we had to do penalty, like penalty burpees or penalty laps. So we didn't know where they were. So I didn't always foresee where they were, but they were coming. I knew they were coming, and I had to prepare for that. And the crazy thing is, when people heard that I signed up for this race, this 31-mile, 60-obstacle race, the question that everybody would ask is, why would you do this? Like, why would you sign up to do something that you know was going to be extremely difficult? And the reason people ask that is that most people are looking to make their lives easier and more comfortable, not test their physical and mental limits. And this is generally true in life as well. You may get a lot of questions. You may get a lot of questions from people, maybe your spouse or partner, maybe your, you know, family, maybe people at your job or whoever may say, why are you doing this? Like, why are you going through all this? Why are you working on the weekends, driving and looking at houses? Why are you doing all this research? You're spending hours, countless hours in the evening doing all this stuff. Why would you continue to do this? Understand, these obstacles are coming, and not just questions from other people, but you're going to run into real problems. You're going to run into real problems with offers and contracts and due diligence and funding and contractors and rehabs and tenants. And think about all the problems that await you when you start going down this journey. But it's still worth it. If your why is settled, and if you have that mentality, then go ahead and prepare for the obstacles. Obstacles and setbacks and challenges are inevitable. Some you can spot a mile away, and others are going to happen without warning. But your ability to overcome them will be determined by your willingness to prepare yourself. Like, just be prepared for them. Like, these things, any investor you speak with, I could sit down with any investor and talk about their journey, and you will hear. Like, that's why when we have had a guest on this show before, we've definitely asked them, hey, what are some things that you would warn against, or what are some of the more difficult things that you've been through? And people are willing to give that advice, or willing to kind of give insight into that, because, man, it's not always an easy journey. It's not always an easy path. Sometimes you're going to need to course correct. Sometimes you're going to need to do a 180 and go the other way. So just be prepared. So those are the five things that I learned from the Spartan Race that I think will help you in your investment career. Count the cost. Just understand that training is necessary. There's a lot of legwork to do before you really start getting in there and buying and become successful. Everyone's running their own race. Doing it together is more rewarding. Your mind is either friend or foe, and then obstacles are inevitable. So be prepared for those obstacles. I do believe that whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. So getting back to the initial conversation that we started this entire podcast with, why are there so many people that buy real estate training, yet they are without success? Why do some make it and others don't make it? I would say a lot of it comes down to these things that we just talked about. Like, just understand that if you have a strong enough desire and a strong enough why, then relentless forward progression. It's not always going to go as planned. It's not always going to work out the way you want it to. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. And there are many, many, many investors that you can learn from and hear great stories from who have done it, like who have succeeded. And so just understand there are plenty of people who've gone before you, and you can do it too. Absolutely, 100%. Hey everybody, Spencer Sutton here, and I want to talk to you quickly about an opportunity. We are looking for highly motivated individuals who are really interested in getting into the real estate business to join our team. Now, we can teach you everything you need to know. We have a lot of different positions available. The one that I want to talk to you today about is our sales position. We call this our business development manager. Now, we've got outside sales and inside sales positions available in several different markets. The inside sales, completely remote. The BDM, the business development manager role, these are going to be in specific markets. And so you can find all of those positions that are currently open at evernest.co/careers. Just go to our homepage, look in the About Us tab, and you can find our careers page. Look for the business development manager. I would love to be able to help train you, get you up to speed, and then help you earn an income while you're learning about investment properties, while you're helping investors, while you're helping homeowners with their rental properties. So if this is something that interests you, then I would ask you, send me an email. You can email me at ssutton@evernest.co. You can go on there. You can fill out an application directly on our website. We would love to hear from you. If sales is not your thing, then check out our other positions. I believe we're currently hiring for 30 positions. We are growing fast. So if you want to be a part of a growing company with an incredible culture and at the same time learn all about real estate, then look to join our team. I look forward to hearing from you. So that's it for this episode of our podcast. I'd love for you to leave us a review. Love for you to give us a shout out on Apple iTunes. It helps other people find our podcast. And if you haven't already, check out the Evernest Real Estate Investor Podcast. Like, we want you to come over there. It's a different host mix up. You've got me, you've got Matthew Whitaker, you've got Gray Hall. The three of us are usually on there together. And man, I learned a lot from those guys. You know, we've just launched several episodes and we've got many, many more to launch. So go over and check it out. Leave us a review over there as well. And we'll see you on the next episode of our podcast.